Guinea Pig Awareness Week has been canceled because of the Queen. Have you ever wondered how many ants live on planet Earth? And please don't cook chicken in NyQuil. These are the weird stories for Wednesday on Weird AF News, the only daily weird news podcast hosted by a comedian inside a closet. I'm Jonesy, the host of Weird AF News. Who else would I be? Guinea Pig Awareness Week has been canceled, guys. The Queen's funeral strikes again. You know, I was really looking forward to Guinea Pig Awareness Week. Weren't you? I celebrate every year Guinea Pig Awareness Week. I have a necklace made of dead guinea pigs and I wear it. And then I put guinea pig face paint on. And I dance around my living room singing the guinea pig song that doesn't exist. But I'll make one up. This article has the audacity to start with, in news likely to devastate many. Devastate a lot of people. A lot of people just devastated that Guinea Pig Awareness Week has been canceled for the Queen's funeral. Writing on Facebook, those representing this important week. Who's representing Guinea Pig Awareness Week? I want to know what these people's lives are like. They announced the sad news on the Facebook page, and they explained that they're going to reschedule it on another week. Here's the quote. In recognition of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II's funeral, we are postponing Guinea Pig Awareness Week. Guinea Pig Awareness Week will now take place. Guys, write down this date. Get your calendar out. You're going to want to know when it is, okay? It's now going to take place from the 26th to the 30th of September. Yes. Now, I had to go do a Google search for this Guinea Pig Awareness Week because the article doesn't give you much info. I want to know what's going on. They have a website, guineapigawarenessweek.com. They have a website. Wow, this is a bigger operation than I thought. They have partners. They have endorsements. My goodness. They got endorsements? Can I get an endorsement for the guy in the closet? How about that? Can we have Podcaster in a Closet Awareness Week? Something? Guinea pigs. As though they're endangered or something? Maybe I'm just in the dark about the guinea pig situation. Okay, the website has a definition of it. Guinea Pig Awareness Week is also known as GPAW. It's a week of activities dedicating to improving the health and welfare of guinea pigs. Oh, I didn't know these guinea pigs were so ill. Throughout the week, we'll be exploring what it means to be a guinea pig owner and share some tips, uncover some interesting facts, and of course, post lots of great, cute photos. Like, I'm looking for some detailed activities or maybe a band lineup. A lot of guinea pig related bands out there, maybe. They just give you sort of a rudimentary schedule. Monday is the basics. Tuesday is DIY. Wednesday just says outdoor. Thursday says indoor. Friday says changing seasons. I don't know. I can't glean anything from this. But then again, I'm not really familiar with guinea pig ownership. Now, I've never owned a guinea pig. I do have experience with a hamster, which is like guinea pig light. Yeah, my cousin owned one when we were kids, and I'd go over his house. We played with that hamster. We did some pretty cruel things to that hamster looking back on it. So sad. You can't give like young boys small pets at that age because we're so devilish, you know. So maybe for Guinea Pig Awareness Week, they should put out a statement like, hey, don't give these small furry creatures to young boys because they're going to mess with it. I remember we would throw it up in the air and catch it in a pillow. And sometimes we wouldn't catch it in the pillow. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. That poor thing. I'd imagine if I actually do get into heaven and I have to answer to that guy at the pearly gates or whoever's there, by then it might be an AI. I don't know. I'm going to have to answer to some of those things I did to that hamster, I think, unfortunately. Yeah, got a sketchy past, guys. Used to sneak into the cemetery and smoke cigarettes when I was 13. Oh, boy, got an answer to that, too. Okay, back to the article. Enough about me, because who cares? This is the latest in a series of slightly odd responses to the sad death of the Queen last Thursday, this article says. Other things had happened. Apparently, the UK supermarket chain called Morrisons turned down the sound of its checkout bleeps, music, and announcements out of respect to the monarch. That seems very strange. It's not like she would ever shop there. Street performers on the London Underground have been suspended during the national mourning. Why? I mean, you need street performers at a very sad time like this. You need some entertainment. Meanwhile, many big stores, including Waitrose and Aldi, have said they will remain closed on the day of the funeral. Okay, so that was the funeral passed. It was on the 19th. Then the article ends by saying, as for our pets, we guess we'll just have to be aware of guinea pigs another time. Well, I have some surprising news. You can be aware of guinea pigs every day if you want to, if you're that kind of maniac. Now, I think all of this postponement of regular life is pretty ridiculous for the Queen, but I guess if you're that famous, I mean, imagine being so famous that they just remove the beeps at the checkout line in supermarkets. That just seems very odd. When I die, I'll just be pleased if they have a ceremony for me at a comedy club and all my comedian friends roast me after my death. That's something I wish I could be alive for, to be honest with you. That'll be awesome. Of course, someone's going to have to take over the closet and keep this podcast going. Any takers out there? Any takers? I'm kidding, guys. The podcast dies with me.
Yay!
How many ants inhabit the earth? Have you ever wondered? Well, now we have the answer. It's the sound of science. Have you ever wondered exactly how many ants live on Earth? Possibly not. Maybe you're not a curious person, but it's certainly a question some of us have asked. I've often wondered myself. The research that was published today provides an answer. They conservatively estimate that our planet harbors about 20 quadrillion ants. That's 20,000 million millions, or in numerical form, a 20 with 15 zeros. Oh, that's more than I thought. I don't know what I thought. I would have guessed a gazillion. Is that a real number? I don't think it is. The scientists in this very important study further estimate the world's ants collectively constitute about 12 million tons of dry carbon. This exceeds the mass of all the world's wild birds and wild mammals combined. It's also equal to about one-fifth of the total weight of human beings on the planet. And there are an estimated 2.5 million ants per person. Fascinating. In case you don't know, ants are a very crucial part of our nature. Among other roles, ants aerate the soil, disperse seeds, break down organic material, create habitat for other animals, and form an important part of the food chain. Now, estimating ant numbers at this moment and their mass provides an important baseline for which to monitor ant populations amid worrying environmental changes. There are more than 15,700 species and subspecies of ants that have been named, and many others not yet named by science. That's a lot of species of ants. 16,000-ish species? Very surprised. Ants' high degree of social organization has enabled them to colonize nearly all ecosystems and regions around the globe. The astounding ubiquity of ants has prompted many naturalists to contemplate their exact number on Earth. But these were basically educated guesses. Systematic, evidence-based estimates have been lacking. This research involved an analysis of 489 different studies of ant populations conducted by fellow ant scientists from around the world. Wow, imagine being an ant scientist. They always get so specific with their science, right? Like, they'll just spend their entire life studying one insect or one plant. I could never do that. I would get too bored. The research spanned all continents, of course, and major habitats, including forests, deserts, grasslands, and cities. Did you also study my apartment? I got some ants in this apartment. Nobody showed up at my apartment with a clipboard, so I don't think my ants are part of this study. So you can add an extra 1,000 to this list here. Now, they used standardized methods for collecting and counting these ants, such as pitfall traps and leaf litter samples. As you can imagine, this is often tedious work, and from all of this, they estimated there are approximately 20 quadrillion ants on Earth. This figure, though conservative, is between 2 and 20 times higher than previous estimates of all the ants on Earth from the scientists prior. The previous figure employed a top-down approach by assuming ants comprise about 1% of the world's estimated insect population. They also found that ants are distributed unevenly on Earth's surface. They vary sixfold between habitats and generally peak in the tropics. This underscores the importance of tropical regions in maintaining healthy ant populations. Ants were also particularly abundant in forests and surprisingly in arid regions, but they become less common in human-made habitats, of course. Now, we all need ants. I don't know if we need this many, but we definitely need some. The ants provide vital ecosystem services for the human beings. Did you know that? They help us out. For instance, a recent study found that ants can be more effective than pesticides at helping farmers produce food. Ants have also developed tight interactions with other organisms, and some species cannot survive without them. For example, some birds rely on ants to flush out their prey, and thousands of plant species either feed or house ants in exchange for some protection or dispersal of their seeds. And many ants are predators, helping to keep populations of other insects in check. Alarmingly, global insect numbers are declining due to threats such as habitat destruction, fragmentation, chemical use, invasive species, and, of course, climate change. And therefore, it's in humanity's interest to monitor ant populations. Counting ants is not difficult, and citizen scientists from all over the world could help investigate how these important animals are faring at a time of great environmental change.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Food and Drug Administration wants to remind you that you shouldn't cook your chicken in NyQuil. There are so many great recipes for chicken, guys. You can fry it. You can braise it, pan sear it. You can boil it. You can eat it raw if you're a real animal. You should not, however, cook it in a mixture of acetaminophen, dextromethorphan, and doxylamine. These are the ingredients of NyQuil, in case you're wondering. There is a spree of TikTok videos because this is a new TikTok challenge. It's called Sleepy Chicken or NyQuil Chicken. Most of the TikToks showing how to make this Sleepy Chicken. They call it that because NyQuil kind of puts you to sleep. A lot of the videos have been taken down. The FDA went as far as to issue an updated warning the other day. It said, boiling a medication can make it much more concentrated, by the way, and change its properties in other ways. Even if you don't eat the chicken, inhaling these vapors while cooking could cause high levels of the drugs to enter your body. It could also hurt your lungs. One particular video featured someone cooking this sleepy chicken and then saying, hey, you know, sometimes the steam really makes you sleepy. I can't even... You know, the things you don't expect people to do, right? And then it just appears on TikTok. It's a combination of people being very bored and wanting to get messed up, man. People love to alter their consciousness to the point where they'll cook some fowl in a cough syrup. Who would have thought? This isn't the first time the FDA has had to weigh in on questionable TikTok food trends. And it's not even the first one involving cold medicine. A couple years ago, the FDA issued an official warning against the Benadryl challenge, which reportedly involved people taking dozens of Benadryl pills or other variations of diphenhydramine. I guess that's the ingredient in Benadryl. I have to take Benadryl occasionally because I have some allergies, and it definitely makes you sleepy and woozy. Definitely not something you want to be on while you're operating heavy machinery. But TikTokers don't give a damn about operating heavy machinery. They're operating very small machinery. It's called their smartphone. So they're getting really messed up. Sadly, a 15-year-old reportedly died after participating in the Benadryl challenge. Many were hospitalized. Earlier this year, the organization cautioned against a TikTok hack meant to extend the life of a ripe avocado, saying it could make people sick. And how could we forget the pink sauce debacle? There have been many disgusting TikTok cooking trends over the years, but I think we can all agree sleepy chicken might be the worst. It says here that Procter & Gamble, the maker of NyQuil, did not immediately respond to requests for comment. How could they? I mean, nobody over there is prepared to respond to this. No one would have ever expected this. They hire a PR person. You don't exactly ask them in the interview. So if somebody cooked chicken in NyQuil, how would you respond to that? Can I get back to you on that? You don't really think people would do that, do you? I mean, is that something we should prepare a statement for? As part of its update, the FDA urges parents, pay attention. Keep over-the-counter drugs away from the kids and discuss with them the dangers of participating in social media trends involving medication or just TikTok trends in general. Watch out. If your child is shooting something and they're alone, you might want to just peek in and say, "Hey, what are you doing? I see you have some Tide Pods there, young man. What's going on? You're not going to eat that, are you?"
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
You gotta do what you feel, do what you feel, do what you feel, now do what you feel. Are you guys doing what you feel? I hope you don't feel like doing this NyQuil chicken challenge. Come on, come on now. I shouldn't have to tell you that. But maybe you're a youth and you need some guidance. Please ask your parents before you shoot or, I would say, participate in any sort of TikTok challenge. Please, please. We're looking out for your health here, for your safety. I want to give thanks and praise, as I always do in the outro, this time to Julie, who bought me coffee off my website, weirdafnews.com, where you can just click on buy a coffee. You can just buy me a one-time coffee thing. In other words, it's not the same sort of commitment that you get with the Patreon. Her name is Julie. She's wonderful. She wrote me a very sweet message, too. When you buy me coffee, you can leave me a nice love note. She wrote, "Hey, Jonesy, I've been listening for a long time now, but never bought you a coffee before. I'd like to keep this up, so please buy yourself a beer or put this towards a spicy cigarette." Spicy cigarette. I like that. "Anything that's more fun than coffee. Come on. Keep up the laughter, Jonesy. You make my lunchtime briefing fun. Thanks, Jules," who actually, coincidentally, works for a coffee company in England. Oh, I would like to be friends with you, Julie. Jules, rather. I would like to be friends with Jules. Maybe try out some of your coffee at your coffee company. I can give you my address. You can send me some pounds, baby. Pounds. That is really sweet. Thank you so much for buying me coffee and writing such a lovely note. That made me feel really nice. I also got a great review on Amazon. 5 stars. This made me feel good, too, because, you know, I get those crappy 1-star reviews. For what reason, I have no clue. The user is Repivone or Repivone. Hey, maybe it's a Repivone. Hey, thank you so much, Repivone. You give me the 5 stars. The title is "It's Weird AF." And then Repivone wrote, "In a time when most news is horrible and makes you very sad, Weird AF News is what everyone needs." How about that? Somebody thinks that this podcast is what everyone needs. If you only saw my sad numbers, you would see that maybe not everyone needs this. I think we got a small crew that needs it, but that's okay. It's quality over quantity with this bad boy, all right? The people that love it, you guys are the shit. And, you know, I don't know if I'm quite mainstream enough. That's okay. That's okay. We do a very specific thing, and very specific people enjoy it. I appreciate these reviews. I really do. I read a couple that I got earlier in the week, too, that were all 5 stars. I was so pleased with that. If you guys want to write me a review on Amazon, I would love that. I would love that. If you're writing it on an Amazon in another country, because I know there's Amazon like Australia and all these other places, I really don't get those. I don't know where to find those. So please do a screenshot and send them to me if you're writing it in another country. But I definitely am on top of the United States one. I check it like every day-ish. There are various places you can write reviews. So if you happen to do so, please just send me a screenshot or let me know about it, and I'll give you a nice shout out on here, and I'll butcher your name. Don't you want your name butchered on a very unpopular podcast? Yeah, you do. Of course you do. Anyways, I'll see you guys tomorrow. If you want to send me anything, my email is funnyjones@gmail.com.